How is the procedure done? The interventional radiologist and the nuclear medicine expert first study the triple phase CT scan of the patient to ascertain feasibility of performing TARE. Then, the patient is admitted for a day or in daycare for hepatic angiography. Hepatic angiography involves inserting an angiographic catheter through a puncture in the groin to visualize the arterial anatomy of the patient's liver. Some vessels may also need coiling to ensure that the radioactive particles are delivered specifically to the site of the tumor and do not run off to the other organs due to any errant vessels. The interventional radiologist, while doing the angiography, injects a radioactive substance called TCMAA, which helps him simulate the exact distribution of the TARE particles in the liver even before the actual injection of the TARE particle. The patient is subsequently discharged from the hospital while the interventional radiologist and the nuclear medicine experts study the patient's images to plan the procedure and calculate the dose which needs to be delivered. It typically takes about a week to order the dose. In a second round, the patient is admitted again. An angiographic catheter is placed again in the liver artery, and this time the actual TARE pharmaceutical is injected. The TARE particle finds its way to the tumors in the liver and gets trapped there, emitting radiation to the tumor and killing it slowly. What happens after the procedure? The patient usually needs to stay in the hospital for 2 to 3 days after the TARE procedure, primarily because of the radioactive material administered to the patient. It renders the patient radioactive for some time, and they need to be kept in relative isolation to protect the attendants and general population from unnecessary radiation exposure.